Mando.
Let's give that great big hand for the pastors and their love that they have shared, not only with us, but with others and for the ministry and the gospel message that we have. We are speaking to thousands of people around the world, and I want to welcome those that are logging on. And we're taking them on a journey. Through this gospel message that we have, we're taking them to a journey that was spoken 2,000 years ago. Jesus said through his gospel that the kingdom of God is at hand. And there was always a longing to know what he was trying to say. What is this kingdom of God? And it's at hand, so that means it's right here. And I felt that 2018 was our purpose of not only to lead us into the kingdom of God, to get us on the path. What is the path? What it all means to get us into a place of being able to see supernaturally and be able to have our eyes opened up to be able to see the Spirit rather than being stuck in a place called the world in a carnal mind and have, you know, our cares and be in this form of bondage and not ever being able to be free. Now, how many people realize that the world that we live in today, through the carnal thoughts, through our minds, can be very burdensome? It's like, how do you ever get out of here? How do you ever move forward? Where am I going to go when it's all over? And what's going to happen to me when I get reach that point where I can't even like take care of myself or what have you? We all have these concerns in our heart, and we have every right to feel this way because our minds have never been renewed. And this gospel here that we bring across to not only those that are here today, but those that are listening and around the world, to be free from those thoughts, knowing that we have a Father or a Creator or the universe, however else you want to word it, a higher power that loves us and cares for us and has a life that has already been laid out for us. And sometimes that's hard to even imagine, that God knows us so well that when he created us, he has given us a life that from the beginning to the end, and that we're not really even creating that life. How many people realize that? Even though that you think that you make the choices, are those really your choices? Even though we have a free will, is it really a free will? It's just amazing how God operates and works. He allows us to live our life, but at the same time, he has given something to us that is always crying out, Father, or Abba Father, or help. Has your heart ever cried out, help? Has it ever had a point where you were saying, I need help? Who are you asking? You see? So there's something inside of us that God has planted in us, which is really called the Spirit. And this is what we're trying to bring, an understanding that there is a Spirit within you, and there is also a soul that's in you. And that soul is what you have control of. The Spirit, you don't have any control of. God wants the Spirit. He's longing for the Spirit. Your spirit is always crying out, looking for help, looking for direction. The soul thinks that they got it figured out and they can handle it on themselves. But once the soul finally surrenders to the spirit ends up taking over and brings us into the will or the path or the kingdom of God. And I want to share today some of the parts of this message that we've been speaking. We spoke about several segments of this message. We're in a new segment, and it's been laid on my heart. And if I had to title this message, I would title it Time and Realm. Because we need to understand these two crucial things in order for us to really get on the path of God and to stay on the path of God. And one of them is time, and one of them is realm. And I'm going to share a definition of the two, so that we can begin to start having an understanding of what time is. when we look at time, we look at time as, here, Mark, take that. When I hear about time, I hear, you know, in an hour, you know, the day. How much time do you got? How much time you got? But time really means the indefinite continued progress of existence and events in the past, present, and future regard it as a whole. So if you really want to think about it, time is really eternity. Time never stops. But even though we think time stops, we run around and we concentrate on time so much. Oh, I only have so much time. Oh, this only takes so much time. I'll see you later at this time. Everything is built on time. Even our lives are reflected. Our goals are set based on time. But when we can come out of that realm, and I'll get to realm in a minute, but when we can come out of that place of thinking and understand that God is ultimately in control of our lives, and we allow God to live our lives the way He planned it, then we have this eternal clock that is inside of us that begins to take over. And then we know how to patiently wait on God. You look through Scripture, and there's many references when Jesus said, "It's not my time. It's just not my time." And He learned to wait on God. Not only is there an eternal clock that is inside of us that will move us, but there's also a power of the Spirit that I spoke about earlier. There's a Spirit that is inside of us. And we need to understand that God's love for us is so great that He will move that Spirit in His appropriate time. How many of us get caught up or lost in time? How many of us get frustrated in time? That when we're running late, how many ran late? My question is, did you really run late? How many showed up early? Did you really show up early? You know, we got to question ourselves as far as how we evaluate time. And we're so controlled with time. We all have to be at a certain place at a certain time, and we really never are able to be free to live our lives just by allowing things to flow. As we get older, sometimes we're just sitting, waiting. Sometimes we give up and don't even look at it anymore, and we just wait. And we wait. And we're actually waiting for that time. That time that our Father in heaven comes and takes us. And we don't even know. I've known some individuals that are close in my life that are sitting and waiting right now for that day. And you know, they've been sitting and waiting now for almost 10 years. And they're still sitting and waiting. And I'm like, you have so much more to give. You have so much to share. What are you doing with your life? And I look at that individual as someone who is trapped in a world that is carnally thoughts, carnally minded, who don't understand the Spirit, even though they know God. Quote, I say quote. If you know God, they say, I don't care how old I am. I don't care when I'm going to go. I have something inside of me that I need to fulfill. That's called your path. This here, inside, and I hope and pray that people begin to grab hold of this message, because this is the gospel message that Jesus tried to bring across 2,000 plus years ago about how the eternal life is within us. And to be able to tap into those realms. Now I'm going to share what the definition of realm is. Realm, for one, is spoke as if it's a kingdom, a country, a land, a dominion, a nation. So we can say that this earth is a realm. This world is a realm. Your county, your country is a realm that you live in. Then it says also here, a field or a domain of activity or interest. And that's a realm. So it's whatever you place your mind and where you place your thoughts is the realm that you live in. So where's your thoughts at? Where's your heart at? Where's your mind at? Well, you put yourself in a realm. You put yourself in a world. You put yourself in a place. And this is what's so beautiful about this gospel, because if you can renew your thoughts, renew your mind, renew your heart, you can come out of the world. You can come out of the realm that you live in. You can come out of that troubled place, that hard place to cope with, that lost place that you're unsure of when you're going to leave this earth, when what's going to happen when you get older, or whatever your thoughts are. That's why one of the things was Jesus always said, or God said, meditate on these things above. He wanted us to come to the realm of His, the kingdom of God, this place that we talk about so much. And that realm is within inside of you. It's who you are, truly, your purpose, your destiny, your life. And when you actually find that place, you actually come into a place of joy and peace and righteousness. But you got to find it. And one of the ways of finding it is you have to throw your cares away. You got to stop caring. You got to stop caring. You know how hard it is to stop caring? Now, I used to say this all the time because people would say, you can't stop caring. You have to care. You can't just be like a Fruit Loop and be a carefree person and just not care about anything. Yes, you're right. You need to be concerned. You have to have concerns. I'm concerned about a lot of things. But the cares are what troubles my heart or troubles my mind. And those are the cares that we have to put away. How many of us have thoughts that are causing our hearts to be troubled right now? It's okay to raise your hand. That means that you're human. I want to take you out of being human. I want to take you into a place of the spirit, which there is no human nature involved in this life, where you have concerns, but you know God has everything under control. You know, God wants to lead us and guide us. He wants to direct us. But how can He do that if we're still so consumed with time and our minds are not in His realm? We need to put our thoughts in His thoughts. We need to put our time in His time. You know, we have an unction, an anointing. Everyone has an anointing. Everyone has an anointing, and I want that known clearly out there around the world. You might not even be born again or a Christian or whatever, and you hear these terms, anointing and all that, but it's built into you. Everyone has an anointing. How many people understand that? Do you have an inspiration? Do you have an unction? Do you have a conviction? Good or bad, then you have an anointing. That's why Jesus was known as the Anointed One. He followed His anointing, even unto death. He knew when to go and when not to go. There'll be times where I'll be sitting and we'll be having a great conversation and we're just talking, fellowshipping. Let's say we just got done dinner or what have you. And we're talking, and we're in the middle of a conversation. Then all of a sudden, I'll be like, okay, let's go. Time to go. Let's go. And it'll be like, well, we're still up. No, come on, let's go. Because the clock, the spirit,
the eternal life, moved my anointing and gave me an unction, an inspiration, a conviction. It's time to go. Let's go. Time's up. Wait, we still have time. No, time's up. How many people are beginning to understand this life? Now, this understanding takes all the worry and fear out of life. Because you're at peace. Oh, you're running late. Who says you're running late? Maybe you're running late because, now we always say this before, you're driving down the road and maybe a semi ran a red light. Now, if you were running right on your time, maybe you would have gotten hit by that semi that went down the road. Or I say this, God is always doing warfare over our heads. We just can't see it. And maybe the battle isn't won yet for you to move forward. I've heard some people wanting to make big decisions in their life. And I always say, let's wait on the Lord. And they're probably saying, what the heck does that mean? Wait on the Lord. I've been waiting on the Lord now for 2 weeks. I've been waiting on the Lord for 3 weeks. Do you have peace yet? Is that inner clock that your spirit is so aware of, that inner eternal realm that is inside of us, is it causing you to move in peace? What's causing us? What's moving us? God wants to lead a righteous person's footsteps. What does that mean? What does it mean that God wants to lead a righteous person's footsteps? Well, when we love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and we just put all our cares upon Him, guess what? It makes you righteous. How many of us have decisions that we need to make? Recent? Maybe upcoming this year? How about when we move on to another level of our life? I know you got some decisions that are coming up. Questions in your mind. How am I going to do this? And how am I going to do that? And where am I going to go? Am I going to stay home? Am I going to move out? What's going to happen? Cast the cares away. Move by the wind. Watch how God opens up doors and shuts doors. Watch how God moves upon people's hearts and makes and gives opportunities. I know the pastors and I, we've traveled around the world. Most of our ministry travels were always just by the anointing. God says, it's time to go. Okay, where are we going? Open up the book. Open up this traveling book. Whoo! Nah. Ooh! Yeah, that looks like a good place. How do you know? It sits well with me. Oh, the anointing feels good. Oh, this feels good. So this must be the right place. All right, let's pick up the telephone. You see? And then what happens? Well, that plane isn't available, but oh, this one is wonderful. You see? You just gotta let things unfold because God's interest is at heart. And that's how it is with your life. The problem is the soul wants to control our lives. Doesn't want to lay them down. This is what the Bible meant by laying your life down, by surrendering. Lose control, but then yet don't lose the anointing. Live in that anointing. What do you want to do? How do you want to live? What do you want? We need to begin to be honest with ourselves. And take hold of the honesty that's within us. And then we have to wait upon the Lord. Waiting upon the Lord is waiting on that anointing or that eternal clock that's inside of us, and the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Spirit to begin to move us. And I want you to practice this. As you start walking your walk, you need to exercise these gifts. It's like coming out of the world and coming into the kingdom of God, or coming into heaven. Or you're off your path, and now you have to come on your path. So now you have to begin to start figuring out what you want in life. And it may just be simple, like, I just want to be happy. I just want things to be fulfilled in my life, and I just want peace. Well, that's the right path. That's the path that leads to the kingdom of God. Inside the kingdom is even greater yet. We haven't even gotten there yet. But the peace and the joy and the righteousness is the leading of this place, this realm that I talk about. There's a verse that I want to read. I'm going to ask Pastor Sam if he would come up and read this. It's in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. And we're going to read it all the way to verse 15.
To verse 15. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh and a time to mourn. And a time to dance. A time to cast away stones. A time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to fear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit has the worker from that which is in which is he labors? I've seen the God-given task with which the sons of man are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts. Except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do in their lives and do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, nothing should be taken away from it. God does it that men should fear before him. That which has already been done and what is already been, and God requires an account of what is past.
Thank you. Did everyone get that? The beauty part is, it says here, he has put eternity in their hearts. Except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to the end. This is our gospel, is to bring out the life from the beginning to the end that God has placed in each and every one of us, that eternal place in our hearts. Our heart, the life that's inside of us, is eternal. It's an eternal realm. And that's why we emphasize so much to follow your heart. When we follow our heart, it brings our world together. And God, when he created us, he created you with a hope. He created you with life. He created you with happiness and joy. He created you with comfort. He didn't create you to be troubled. He didn't create you so that you live with pain, any type of suffering. Sometimes our minds have brought us to a place where we think we need to live in pain. I know that Pastor Sam says it produced character, and yes, he's 100% right. And we have to learn how to endure, because after a while, we develop those calluses that mask, really, the pain. And it produces a good character. But I'm sure when we started walking that real hard road to get to the prize, on the tip of our lips was, oh God, please help us get through this. That life that's inside of us draws two people together. That life inside of us creates that lifestyle for our families. That life that's inside of us begins to blossom and flower a future. That life that's inside of us takes care of an individual that is in need. That life inside of us shows an unconditional love for another. That life inside of us wants to produce a future to be able to help others out and come into their blessings. That life inside of us is a life of God manifesting Himself on earth. And that life, God knows, and He has wrote it from the beginning to the end. It's our job to find it. Amen. Everybody wants to know, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? Your purpose is right inside. Your purpose is laying there right next to you, day in and day out. Look. Take a moment and look. And if you can't see, ask. God, show me. Open up my eyes so that I can see. Allow me to see the life that you have given me so that I can be faithful in you and walk it. Let me be pleasing in your sight so that I can obey the life that you've given me. You know, through this ministry, we don't teach religion. We don't want that cookie cutter individual and have the whole place looking the same. This gospel message that we bring across is unique, diversified, set for that individual, laying perfectly for you, developing first a trust for God and having a relationship with Him is the most important thing. And then that cry, Lord, show me your will. Open up my eyes. That's why I say this gospel message is only for those that are at that point where they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Or the true ones that are honest that they're lost. How many of us, and let's be honest, have a question about your future? How many? Amen. Very good. Very good. This is the beginning. And we need to be able to have a question for our future. What is tomorrow going to bring? Now, what I would say is, because we live in an eternal realm, yesterday is gone. Don't look back. Don't look at the past. You might want to look at it just for remembrance of what not to do and what to do, what might have worked and what didn't work, and use that as a learning tool to guide you for moving forward. But always look for the future. An eternal time is always moving forward. You never have time go backwards. Never. Only by memory. But why use those muscles in your mind, thinking back? But think forward. my people suffer or they're destroyed because of lack of vision. Not because of lack of memory, but lack of vision. They're not looking forward. And I will tell you this, your vision, when you are in that place of rest, is your future. So how do you see yourself from here? Moving forward, how do you see your future? What do you see? And if you don't see anything, you might just be sitting there waiting for nothing. Because if you don't see tomorrow, tomorrow is not going to work. There's nothing. It's like looking at a blank page. So why do you expect something to take place if you're just seeing a blank page? If I look at a blank page tomorrow, I probably have nothing to do. But if I have a vision and I begin to start seeing what my plans are for tomorrow, what would I like to see done tomorrow? What do I want tomorrow? And I begin to see them, guess what? That spirit inside of you will connect with the eternal clock that's inside of you, and it will wake you up, it will move you, it will begin to start setting things in motion, whether it's a phone call or actually getting in your car and going, whatever it is, it will begin a journey. And it will begin to set things in motion. But if you're there constantly looking at yourself and saying, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? You're lost. So you might as well put yourself in a place, a realm, put yourself in the woods and get lost. Because that's exactly what you're doing in the spirit. So you got to be honest with yourself. What do you want? What do you want? You see? And it's okay to want what you want. No one's going to scold you. No one's going to slap you on the hand because that's what you want. Because what you want is what God wants for you. When you totally surrender your life and you begin to start being honest with yourself, you're not too old and you're not too young. And this is why I say this, is because God knows what you can handle. God knows what you can do. God knows. So, for example, let's say we're real young and we have these big eyes. Well, he's not going to put us in that situation if we're not old enough or mature enough to handle it. You might have to wait a little longer for that eternal time, and it might come 5-10 years, but don't lose vision. And let's say, you know, you might be a little bit of age, and some things might just be too much for you. Well, God has a sense of humor. He'll let you go ahead and try it. He'll get you to see for yourself. And then eventually you'll become honest enough to say, whew, I'm too old for this. And then you say to yourself, I need to take a break. God knows. He knows exactly how to move us and how to work with us. I want to encourage us today to begin to not lose patience and get frustrated because things aren't happening in your timeline. I know a brother that's here today, and I knew from the very day he told me a situation. And I said, brother, everything's going to be okay. But through his trials and circumstances, it seemed endless. And now you look back, and it really wasn't that long at all. God did a fast work in your life. And this is why I say we need to connect to the eternal time and know that God has our back and everything's going to work out for the best. For those who love Him, everything's going to come out all right. And for the realm, for those that might have not caught it, the beginning of the message, the realm is that place that you want to put yourself into. Throw your cares away so that you get out of the troubled place, because cares will put troubles on you. Be concerned. You know, you got to look at some things and say, that's a pretty rough, rapid river there. How am I going to cross it? And then start allowing God to give you wisdom, and He'll make a way where there is no way. That's showing righteous cares, I call it. But the other cares just cause your heart to be troubled and it makes you move out of God's timing. And I'll tell you what, when you move out of God's timing, most of the time, you got a problem. It's better to wait on the Lord. I'll tell you what, there's times where I'll just wait and I'll wait. And the whole time my heart's saying, I want it now. I want it now. But I know that I have to wait because God will make a way. God will change hearts. He'll prepare. He'll do it without us doing it. And I really don't want to get involved. When you know God and how He operates and you wait on Him, He does it. You don't even have to do it. And if you are getting involved, He'll move your spirit and you can't help yourself but to do it. It's a little different than when you're doing it. Because when you're doing it, it's a job. When He's doing it, all of a sudden, it's like, it's done, it's over, it's done, and it's over. And it's like, wow, it's done and it's over. And you didn't even get involved, really, because it just happened so quick. The realm is so important. You need to put yourself in a good place. You can't worry. You can't get troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. I want to end this message by encouraging you to let God work that internal clock inside of you. But you need a vision. Get a vision. Start being honest with yourself and start saying to yourself, what do I want in life? What do I want? What do I want? And then I want you to put yourself in a realm, a good realm. I want you to start meditating on things above. Everything's going to be okay. Because the soul wants to pull you out of that good realm. That soul wants to say, oh, it's too late. I missed it. Or, oh, it's too hard. Oh, it costs too much. Oh. All the negatives. That's what the soul does. It takes you out of the positive realm. It takes you out of the good realm. So you got to change the way you're thinking and bring yourself into the eternal realm, the heavenly realm, the good realm, the realm that will allow you to think positive and think good. And know that you can achieve your visions. That's a biggie. A lot of times people think that they can't achieve their visions. Every vision can be achieved. Just don't give up and wait on God. Amen? Amen. I want to just share what God has laid on my heart with some individuals. Nicole, can I publicly speak over your life? Do I have everybody's permission to publicly speak over their life? I will never embarrass you, I promise. But God has shown me that your heart's really troubled over about what's coming up in the next few years, where you're going to be living, how, if you're going to still live at home, how you're going to meet your significant other, how's this family going to start that you want so bad. Things are really barking on you. And I want you to know that God just wants you to put you in that little honeymoon spot right now and just start loving him with all of your heart, with everything that you have inside of you. Just give your life fully to him, because all those things that are inside of you are about to happen, and they're going to happen quicker than you think. So don't worry. They're there at the threshold of your heart, and you're about to walk through them. And I'm so excited for you, because it's coming when you imagined it so much and had no idea how it was going to happen. And it's a sign and a wonder and a miracle for you to hold on to, because God's love for you is so great, but he wants you to love him by seeing him this way. And this is why it's happening the way it's happening. But I'm here to comfort you, to let you know that your heart will be fulfilled and give you everything that you're looking for. He knows that you don't want to be home. He knows that you want to still love your family the way it is. And they send you your blessing. And that's a biggie. And things are going to look much better. As far as you two, you're in complete line. If you want to say the stars, you're lined up. You know, you're going to have your little battles and your little quirks. And you're going to have ops and mission on some areas. You know, what do they call that? Where they come in? Ops and missions? No. Oppositions. Yeah, that's it. That's the word I'm looking for. And you know what? Just continue to follow the heart, your hearts. They're joined in as one. And, you know, some people might say you're too young. Have you heard that already? But you're not. You're the perfect age right now to continue to look at your lives and maybe even make that more of a serious commitment in your heart. You don't have to move anything outside or what have you. But keep making those steps. Don't be so concerned about your career, because God's going to lead you and guide you in the right way. That seems to trouble you a lot. You need to just kind of relax and take every day as it unfolds. And you got someone that's next to you that's really going to help and support you as she would do it for herself. And she knows your heart, and she's like so opened to allow you to do what you need to do. So the two make up a great one. So I want you to just be encouraged to know that it's like a blessing in heaven, and to continue to move forward, not be so troubled. Throw your cares to him, and he'll make a way where there is no way. If I could call for some personal ministry, I want to call John's mother up, because I've been wanting to pray on her so dearly, but it's because of the weather. And I want everyone to also just pray along with me, because I believe that this is the beginning of your life. You have been, how should I say, so faithful and so true. And God looks at your heart as pure and righteous. But now you're at a point in your life